We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
36 years later, the Port Authority is considering expanding the Martin Luther King East Busway. KDKA Radio's Joe DiStio has that story, and a trial is underway for the man accused of causing the accident that killed a 19-year-old last year in West Mifflin. And how do people feel about vaccines for diseases like measles? Well, apparently, it depends on where you live. More on all of these stories coming up at the bottom of the hour on KDKA Radio. So, you know, it's interesting when you have a conversation about Juneteenth or you have a conversation about reparations for slavery. It becomes interesting because I don't, and I think this applies to a lot of different things. The African-American community is not a monolithic community. Everyone is not going to have the same opinion. Everyone does not have the same viewpoint. And that's reasonable. No community shares one common belief. And that's what makes us different. That's what makes for the dialogue. That's what makes for the back and forth. So although today is Juneteenth, there is mixed reaction within the community on Juneteenth. And then make a decision. You know, you have to look at all the factors. Sorry, I got distracted. My train of thought got interrupted there. You have to look at it from a variety of different perspectives. And earlier today, I used the term Juneteenth celebration. And then I was like, wait, should it be a celebration? I'm not sure. And I'm completely forgetting that I got Ralph Proctor from Community College on the phone. Hey, Ralph.
How you doing, Lynn?
I am well. Welcome. You are a professor at Community College, yeah. Ethnic and Diversity. I apologize. I was just kind of rambling on here.
no problem.
But Juneteenth, I mean, it's probably back when I met you, Ralph, I'd never even heard of Juneteenth.
You and I are two last of the Mohegans. Juneteenth is something that even when you and I were on the same airways together, I did not celebrate.
Uh-huh.
I did not celebrate because I thought it was not a good holiday in that it was supposedly to celebrate when the slaves in Texas found out they were free, which was 2 years after the Emancipation Proclamation.
So mm-hmm.
celebrating freedom that took place legally in 1863 and was celebrated in 1865. So even when that station was having Juneteenth celebrations, I let them know that I was not celebrating because there's nothing to celebrate. I agree with you 100%. A celebration of Juneteenth would be like celebrating the Middle Passage voyage that brought us here from Africa. Noting it, commemorating it, remembering it, that's good. But it's hardly a thing to be celebrating, at least for me, but mm-hmm. at the same time, I have no problem with other people celebrating it.
Recognizing it. Now, I think mm-hmm. it's interesting that Cory Booker, Sheila Jackson Lee are going before a congressional hearing today to talk about reparations. And for many, when you talk about Juneteenth, it leads to a conversation about reparations. Different perspective on that?
I think they're totally separate.
Mm-hmm.
I think you can talk about reparations without ever remembering or acknowledging Juneteenth. Reparations is a process whereby we need to take a look at stolen labor and the inability to pass on wealth and unearned wealth from people who profited from slavery. We live the American dream, supposedly, but not black folks. I can remember when my father was trying to pass on his legacy.
Mm-hmm.
It was a box of trinkets. That's all he had been able to accumulate in his life, yet he had worked hard every day.
Mm-hmm.
Working hard in America if you're black does not necessarily mean wealth. And this country has profited from stolen labor that was used by those folks who stole the labor to invest in other businesses, to be put into bank, to be put into slavery, which is one of the most profitable businesses in the world. And they earned money from that, and we earned none. So one of the lasting legacies is our inability to pass on wealth that they have. Mm-hmm. That wealth ought to be shared with us. It should not simply be, we're going to pay you for the labor you didn't get paid for. It ought to be for the labor we didn't get paid for, the amount of money that would have accumulated had we put it in the bank, and the investments that were made from that labor over the 400 years of slavery itself and the duration of this country from the very beginning.
Dr. Ralph Proctor, no one could say it better than you. Thanks so much for joining us today. Lots of interesting perspective, and I think to help some folks understand what we're really talking about here.
All right. Take care.
Appreciate you. You too.
Be well.
You
too.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.